A good week for science, I think, this week, Dave. For me, the sort of highlight was the discovery of where this massive thing that's thought to have slammed into the Earth about 65 million years ago came from. Because scientists at Boulder, Colorado, Bill Bottke and his team at Southwest Research Institute have published a paper in the journal Nature this week where they've managed to wind back the cosmological clock 160 million years to find where this massive body that slammed into the Earth came from. It turns out there is, well, there was a huge great asteroid which has been so named as the Baptistina parent body, which is lurking out somewhere between Mars and Jupiter about 160 million years ago. Yeah. It was about 170 kilometres across, and from nowhere came another object about 70 kilometres across that smashed into it and broke it up. And it gave rise to at least 1,000 sub-fragments, some of them more than a kilometre across. And what they did was to end up in a part of the area of our solar system where the gravity between Mars and Jupiter approximately balances itself out. And this is what Bill Bottke calls a celestial trapdoor or escape hatch, because another effect can then kick in, and this is called the YORP effect. And the reason it's called the YORP effect is because it stands for Yarkovsky O'Keefe Radzievski Paddock effect. And what this is where the sun's rays hit something that's spinning, like a little bit of asteroid, and they give it a push because the light imparts a bit of energy onto the surface and makes it move. But if something presents a big surface to the sun and gets a big push, but then it turns around a bit and then presents a much smaller area to the sun, it gets more of a push in one direction than another, and this can start it moving. And what the researchers have done is to wind back the clock by retracing the orbits of all of these bits and working out how they would have formed this big body, and therefore how they eventually got pushed away by this effect and onto an Earth-crossing orbit, and they would have triggered a massive meteor shower lasting about 100 million years, a big object of which would have been about 65 million years ago, 10 kilometres across, that slammed into the Earth near Mexico, the Chicxulub crater at Yucatan Peninsula, which we think wiped out the dinosaurs.
So they're not absolutely sure it's that asteroid that it came from, but they know that there are a lot of Earth-crossing asteroids which could come from that.
I think they've got it slightly firmer than that, because not only have they shown the maths adds up perfectly, they can be 90% sure, according to Bill Bottke. His own quote is, "We can say with more than 90% probability that this breakup event 160 million years ago looks like the origin of the impactor that produced the mass extinction." But they're also saying, if you look at the floor of the Pacific Ocean from drillings, if you take a core sample from the floor of the ocean, you can date it. And they found a meteorite in a core sample that dates exactly onto 65 million years ago. And if you analyse the composition of this bit of meteorite, it's exactly the same as, chemically speaking, as what we know is lurking out there where these objects would have come from. So they say they're pretty certain that this is what they found.
That's really neat.
I think it is. What have you got?
Well,